Josh Tillman records under the name Father John Misty. The pseudonym derives partly from Tillman's background. He was raised in a strict evangelical Christian household and briefly considered entering the ministry. Tillman's new Father John Misty album is called God's Favorite Customer. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Nothing surprises me much, and my heart is in clue. Laughing in the dark, do you want to go to the farm? Do you want to go to the park? I'll get you ice cream if you give me a car.
Father John Misty is a self-absorbed fellow. To judge from his songs, he's prone to self-pity whenever he's not wrapped up in self-delusion. Self, self, self. It would be obnoxious if he also wasn't so self-aware. At one point on his new fourth album, God's Favorite Customer, Father John, the alter ego of singer-songwriter Josh Tillman, tries to see himself from the point of view of a loved one. It's a roundabout, melancholy way of acknowledging the artistic selfishness that often accompanies confessional songwriting.
What would it sound like if you were the songwriter and you made your living off of me? Would you detail your near constant consternation? Way my very presence makes your muses up and flee.
Josh Tillman's Father John Misty is a morose figure throughout God's Favorite Customer, but not a humorless one. In the song called Mr. Tillman, he sings in the voice of a beleaguered hotel concierge who's trying to cope with the demands of our hero, a very exasperating guest. It's rooted in truth. Tillman has said in interviews that he booked himself into a hotel while writing much of the material on this album and undergoing something like a breakdown. And yes, if you hear the mention of Jason Isbell in this verse, that singer-songwriter really did encounter Josh Tillman during one of his dark nights of soulful room service.
Mr. Tillman, good to see you again. There's a few outstanding charges. Just before we check you in, let's see. Passport in the mini fridge and a message with the desses. Here the picture isn't, oh, just a reminder about our policy. Don't leave your mattress in the rain. You sleep on the balcony, okay, did you and your guests have a pleasant stay? What a beautiful tattoo that young man had on his face. And you need a driver out to Philly. Jason Isbell's here as well, and he seemed a little worried about you. I'm feeling good.
The wry humor that characterizes Mr. Tillman dries up in a subsequent, more serious song about the same subject, The Palace, Tillman's sarcastic name for the hotel he holed up in. There are times when Tillman sings about his self-centeredness and about the unfair advantage he's taken of his wife's patience with him that remind me of the autobiographical work of Loudon Wainwright III. The musical sound of this album, however, is rooted in 1970s pop and rock. His piano and his croon are reminiscent of Elton John in his Tumbleweed Connection period. The overlapping, multi-tracked harmonies and keyboard arrangements sound like an early John Lennon solo album. You can hear all of this on Please Don't Die.
One more wasted morning when I could be holding you to my side. Somebody stop this joyride. I'm feeling older than my 35. Thinking that I might end it. Oh God, you must have woken up to me saying that it's all too much. I'll take it easy with the more.
At the end of this album, Father John Misty sings, "People, we know so little about ourselves." And by this time, a listener may be tempted to say, "Hey, speak for yourself, pal." The melodies and the singing are frequently beautiful. The question is whether you find the unabashed egotism engaging over the long haul. The more you listen to this lovely music, however, you realize Father John has performed a small miracle. He's made his revelations the kind of self-knowledge that describes us all.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed the new Father John Misty album called God's Favorite Customer.